Along with Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Macnow, 94 WIP. This segment sponsored by Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. Before we get back to the phones, Mike, you have 7.5 hours before the game. I'm sure you're going to show up there early, but what are your plans for the rest of the afternoon?
I'm going to get out of this studio and grab myself something to eat. And as you said, Glenn, get to the park early. Covering any baseball game is a pretty long day. You know that. You get to the, let's assume it's a 7 o'clock start. On a routine night, you would get there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the earliest and head down to the clubhouse. World Series game with an 8 o'clock Eastern start, I'll probably be at the park by, 2 or 3 o'clock. And, Rob Thompson will talk before the game. You don't get into the clubhouse before the game in the World Series. So they'll give us Rob Thompson and probably a player before the game in a press conference setting. And then we'll cover the game, watch the game, and then head on down to the clubhouse, win or lose.
There you go.
It'll be it's a long day, but it's should be a fun one.
Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Glenn. Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Joe.
Well, we need a great pitching performance from Wheeler, but how are we going to score some runs off this Valdez? He's dominated us on two occasions before. A lot of strikeouts and all. So Vierling's is definitely going to play center field tonight. But is Stock going to play shortstop, or is that the first game against them in the World Series they had Sosa?
Yeah.
Or do you leave Stott in there?
That's a good question, Joe. In general, Stott has the better bat. Although Sosa's hit fairly well since coming over with the Phillies, at least been better than you'd expect. It's going to be interesting because, as you said, Vierling and Sosa were in the lineup for game two. And so it wouldn't be a total shock to the system if they were back out there again. Maybe we'll see just one of them. I would bet Vierling, is more likely to be in the lineup than Sosa would.
I'd rather see Stott. I know Stott has no hits, but sometimes they say when you get that, you get up there against a left-hander, it kind of lets you stay in there more, with Valdez keeping the ball down in the strike zone, he might be better. Mike, you're out there.
Maybe. By the way, Sosa went 0-for-2 with two strikeouts against him in the last game. Not that anybody.
Well, there you go.
That makes a difference. Yeah, Mike, you're out there in Houston, and this is maybe a public interest story. I don't know if you would run into Mr. Milton or I love Cindy Webster's out there, but Joe Giulio had a call yesterday from a husband who's wife had suffered in July cancer of the jaw. And that's also a Phillies family has also suffered that. You know who I'm talking about. So they have wrapped themselves around the Phillies since then, watching them and all. So, if some philanthropist or somebody could what a thing if this went seven games to get that couple out there to watch the Phillies. I tried to call after during the show last night, and it was close to 10 o'clock, and they weren't picking up. But if somebody out there, the station has the man's phone number, and it really was it was a heart.
Right.
It gets to your heart,
I appreciate it. It's very nice of you to bring that up.
That's a great thought, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Tom in Haddonfield. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, Tom.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
I
was just calling. I told the producer, I can't believe that I'm calling up to defend someone that is incapable of batting 200. However, Nick Castellanos has not contributed more than Rhys Hoskins at all. He's the worst hitter in our lineup. His feet are never under him. He's swinging at garbage all the time, and he's batting behind our best hitter. And I don't understand at all how whoever called an hour ago or whatever says that he's contributing. The real culprit is Rhys Hoskins, and I just don't understand.
I think there's a bit of recency bias there, Tom, to be honest, that Hoskins had a rough game in game five, and so people are gonna put things on him, whether you're talking about the strikeouts or the misplay at first base. I think that's playing into it. And I think there's just, as we've said, there's a high level of frustration here, and people are looking for, you know, ways to lessen it for themselves, and they're going to look to somebody like a Rhys Hoskins. You know, he was hitting before, he isn't hitting now, he's a butcher at first base, all of that. That's part of what's at play here.
I understand that, and I just don't get the defense of Nick Castellanos. He's been awful the entire year. But anyway, people need to relax. We're playing a very good baseball team, and we've lost two games in a row. We're a good baseball team. Let's win tonight, and we'll take tomorrow day by day. People, they want to change the lineup.
Well,
they want to give Stott a day off. Like, well, if we lose, then all of a sudden there is no day off. Like, let's just relax, and we'll be all right.
I like it, Tom. I concur, and I think that, listen, people are nervous. They don't want it to end, and it's the nature of sports fans that, you know, they get a little jumpy. Callers to the station get a little panicky. Happens.
Glenn, as the great Frank Costanza would say, serenity now.
That was a great soundbite. That was a great episode.
Serenity now!
There it is.
There we go.
Well played, Kyle. Mitch, Center City. What's going on, Mitchy?
Gentlemen, I tell you, I love the Fighting Phils tonight, and I got a score I'll tell you later. But, you know, it's a great feeling just to be at the World Series, and they're going to get their stuff together. You know, let's not go for the home runs all the time. Let's get, you know, small ball, get these singles and doubles, and get
that's
our
right.
guys.
Beat them 3-2 tonight. That would work.
Yeah, I tell you the score. I like 5-3 tonight, Phils.
Oh, all right. Well, I might mix in a home run if they get five.
You know, to be in the World Series, what a feeling. I mean, I'm walking around the city and everybody's got the jerseys and the whole bit. It's a great feeling. It really is.
It had, and let me chime in, because we talked about this at the very beginning of the show, and regardless of what happens, the season ends tomorrow, right? I mean, at best, the season ends with a victory tomorrow night right around midnight. The last month really was the great awakening of baseball in a city where it's largely been dormant for the better part of a decade. Yeah. And the fact that everybody got so excited, as you mentioned, Mitch, because I know your place, your store is right down there at, what, South and 3rd, right?
Fifth and South, yeah.
Yeah, 5th and South, excuse me. I'm sure you just walk out of the store and you see everybody wearing red and everybody excited and 46,000 people at the stadium. I was in Center City the other night, and I was – a good 2-3 miles away, and I could hear people like before the game getting so excited about it. I was leaving WIP, and it's been great. And regardless how the season ends, I love that baseball is back.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, I'll see you tomorrow, you know, late afternoon. We'll talk about the Sunday night game coming up at 8
o'clock.
That's
right. You and I are going to the same wedding. That's right. Yeah, Mitch's niece is getting married. She's the daughter of great friends of ours. Yeah, Mitch, we'll find a seat at the bar, and we'll toast the Phils.
Yeah, but I love the Phils tonight, 5-3.
There you go. Love it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Be well, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Mitch. Yeah.